Guitarathon is the greatest guitar sale on earth, and it's happening now. Get massive savings on a huge selection of electric and acoustic guitars, basses, amps, pedals, and other accessories. Get select Ernie Ball strings, 3 for $10. Save $100 on a Fender Special Edition Strat, or get a Yamaha acoustic for just $199. Plus, get special financing on select major brands. Don't miss these incredible deals. Available online and in-store, now through November 1st. Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center. Find your sound.
You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, offseason. Losing in the playoffs always brings on the offseason in the blink of an eye, and the Pacers 106-102 loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers ended the Pacers' 2016-17 season just like that. A sweep in the first round to LeBron James and the fellas. Welcome back to Locked On Pacers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Tom Lewis of IndyCornrows.com. Pleased to have this episode of Locked On Pacers presented by the good folks at SeatGeek. Be sure to use SeatGeek and their great app for all of your entertainment needs, whether it be ball games or concerts. If you're in the Indy area, you might be looking at some concerts now. You can use code LOPACERS to get $20 off your first ticket, so check it out. So, game four at the Fieldhouse. Pacers went down, but went down swinging. Made a late run, put themselves in the lead late, but help me if you've heard this before. LeBron James made the plays needed, and the Pacers were unable to close the deal. And that leaves them with a four-game sweep. First sweep suffered by the Pacers in the playoffs. And it also kept LeBron James' streak of first-round wins going up to 21 now, including the last five seasons in a row. Man, that's impressive. And, of course, so is LeBron James. We'll hit on how Game 4 went down, how impressive LeBron James is. Look at PG and what may be in the future and what we heard after the game. But before we get started, I want to make sure you reach out with any comments, questions, thoughts about the season, the series, the game. You can reach me via email at indycornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at indycornrows. Okay, so Pacers came out in game four, took a 2-point lead after the first quarter. We're giving, you know, the requisite energy, effort. Jeff Teague, in particular, got things going early and looked good. Paul George was not on that level that he's been in the first three games and struggled throughout the game to get anything going. And following the game, Nate McMillan said he really felt he was just gassed on fumes, you know, trying to match LeBron blow for blow in a series is not easy because, you know, LeBron's not human. And at some point, that fatigue is going to set in, and McMillan felt that, you know, the way George's shots were, you know, falling short a lot, not on target, was a sign that fatigue was wearing on him. But in the end, the Pacers did rally from a 10-point deficit, take the lead at 102-100, but then the Cavs scored the last 6 points, and the Pacers were left with a four-game sweep. Now, the game was at 3 points late in the game. Pacers had the ball, and Paul George eventually, after a botched pass, turnover, another turnover back, was able to get a three-pointer at the buzzer. He had LeBron chasing him from behind, definitely rushed it, not a good clean look, and he missed everything. But he got a shot. He wanted that shot at the end. It was interesting that C.J. Miles was the one getting the ball. C.J. didn't want anything to do with that shot, or at least wanted to give Paul the shot this time. Also, you know, Jeff Teague may have been open. Other couple options, but regardless, Paul George wants this to be his team, wanted the shot, he got the shot, and it was just wide right. So, back to the game a little bit. Don't want to dwell on all the details of the game, but it was just kind of an odd game. And I don't know if maybe it was because Paul was having a little bit of an off-night shooting, but the energy in the building, you know, there seemed to be that air of inevitability. At halftime, the Cavs were up six, and it really seemed like, obviously after giving up a 25-point lead in the last game, being down six, didn't have the Pacers sitting in a good spot. But they hung around, and throughout the second half, that lead was, 10 to 15 to 9 to 8, right around 10 a lot of the time. And often when that lead was at 10, it felt like a 25-point lead in there that the Cavs had. And even, at certain points, late in the third, early in the fourth, the body language of the Pacers gave you the sense that it was a 25-point lead. The crowd certainly gave you the sense that there was a 25-point lead. A lot of Cleveland fans infiltrated the field house, no doubt, picking up tickets on the secondary market after that debacle last in Game 3. So it was a little bit of a, North Central at Carmel feel there, because whichever team did well, they were getting some cheers. And there were plenty of cheers for the Cavs at times. But credit the Pacers for making that run late. The defense stiffened up. Miles Turner did not have a good series, let's be clear. But he had a great Game 4 and really made some big plays down the stretch. Had some big boy rebounds and buckets going up against Tristan Thompson. Finished the game with 20 points, 9 rebounds, and, really did battle in there. Really played strong. It was good to see that out of the young fellow because, that's got to be his MO. Got to be able to battle those guys. So, again, Jeff Teague, he had 15 points, 10 assists on the night. And Lance Stephenson came off the bench, played real well, got a lot of buckets going, made his first three-pointer, which isn't always a great thing, but he ended up making four threes on the night, finished with 22 points, three assists and six rebounds after the game. Tyronn Lue credited Stephenson for his great game because essentially he was saying, when he was hitting those shots, those are the shots they wanted him to take. They were leaving him open for a reason, but Stephenson was able to make him pay for leaving him open, making 4 out of 9 shots. That's decent average from three-point land. He had some good plays, had some odd plays. There were several times where, especially after one play where he got called on a spectacular layup attempt where he made contact and obviously charged and was called for charging. He was a little, hot getting up. Nate McMillan was hot, and you saw Lance kind of, tamping his hands down, calm down. Even after Miles Turner made a big shot, as the Pacers were making that close to within two, and they were heading to a timeout, Stephenson was telling them, calm down, let's keep it together. So, a little bit of maturity there from Lance, and, an overall solid game. So, as the Pacers head into next season, and there's going to be some changes, but they already have made that big change bringing Lance in. So he can be considered their first quality free agent for next season. And after the game, he spoke about how happy he is to still be here. Also, of course, said, he and Paul, they need each other. They feed off each other. He needs Lance. Lance needs him. So, that's how he kind of addressed the question about, do you think Paul's going to be around? But before we transfer into talk of next season, first want to remind you to take advantage of the SeatGeek app, SeatGeek website, where you can get all your ticket needs taken care of. We have no more games to look forward to, but I did use the app for Game 3 for a couple of my family members, and it worked out perfectly. I was able to use the LO Pacers code as well, and tickets were great, no hassle. Got in the game, and family had a great time, of course, at the field house until things turned in the second half. But overall, game experience at the field house, always awesome. Definitely building memories down there, win or lose, with the Pacers. So make sure you use your SeatGeek app, whatever the next event you want to go see, because buying tickets online for sports and concerts has been a confusing process for a long time. It's always been hard to find the best deal for that game or show you want to go to. And none of those older ticket sites want to change that. But SeatGeek is different. They've come a long way, created an amazing app and website that makes it easier than ever for fans to buy and sell tickets. And everything about the SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports and music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring that you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work and you save time and money. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. And best of all, for my listeners, get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. To get $20 rebate, just download the SeatGeek app, go to the Settings tab, and click Add a Promo Code. Enter promo code LOPACERS, that's all one word, all caps, LOPACERS, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app, enter promo code LOPACERS today. Okay, so I talked about Lance and, you know, his pleasure with being with the Pacers now. Obviously, you know, a month ago, life was not good for him, nor his NBA future. He did mention that he was about 75-80% healthy and was looking forward to coming back and being 100% healthy, knowing that he could give a lot more. Said he was able to just play because the opportunity was there and he wasn't going to let it go, and really only felt it, you know, limping when he wasn't going full bore. So he's looking forward to coming back, and obviously, as I mentioned, wants Paul George to lock in with him for the future here. Thinks that they really need each other to succeed on the court. Jeff Teague also talked about his future a little bit. Of course, he is a free agent hitting the market and is probably going to command a hefty salary. Made $8 million this year. He's going to be up in the 20s at least, I would think. But he did say that he really wanted to come back to Indy and hopes it works out. So we'll see how that plays out. There's a lot of salary machinations that would have to go into place there. And, of course, the big issue is Paul George. Now, after the game, Paul spoke about the season and the frustration and LeBron and having to get through him every year, and how that, you know, is something that has pushed him every year to try and get better, and it's frustrating that he hasn't been able to get through it. But he did mention that, you know, not all years are golden years, and that, you know, you're going to have ups and downs. He's learned that, learned a lot about himself as a leader, what he needs to do, and how different people tick and need different things from him. And, you know, talked about how the Pacers really need to stack up better to take on the Cavs, and you know, that could be taken a lot of different ways, but honestly, I don't think Paul was trying to send any messages with his comments. So regardless what you may read from media members who try and put extra meaning to all of PG's words, the most vital question of the post game was asked by Bob Kravitz, who, you know, asked him, you know, about his future with the Pacers, and about, you know, what an impact the All-NBA team may have on that. And he simply responded, you know, I ain't at that point yet, Bob. You know, next question. A little later, he was asked kind of a similar question and didn't want to answer it as well. So, you know, I guess that's a little different from Jeff Teague saying, yeah, I want to be in India, I want to be here. He just avoided the question completely. You know, he obviously could have said, well, I'm under contract, I'm expecting to be back here. He just let it all go. But obviously, he has been the source of a lot of chatter, a lot of rumors, a lot of, especially Nashville people, kind of thinking for him and assuming he wants out of Indy. But, you know, we don't really know exactly what he wants. And obviously, if he can get a bigger payday here in Indy, he might want to stay. But a lot of it will have to do with the post season or what happens during the off season, and that's one thing he also brought up was, you know, he's having his exit interview with Larry in a couple of days, so, you know, that's when he's going to have a better idea of what their team is thinking about in the future, and if they're on the same page going forward. And maybe, you know, let's all hope that it is as frank and honest a discussion as Larry Bird and Paul George can have, because if they're not on the same page, let's deal with it now when there's some value for PG and you can move them. But if they're on the same page and they're you know, talking about moves that can be made and they're going to try and make them, try and get better for next year, see if they can move in the right direction, play it out one more year and then see. Obviously, that's a big risk for the Pacers. But It might be worth taking if they feel like they can improve the team. I kind of feel like that is first option. That's probably what's going to happen initially. But obviously, a lot can happen between now and definitely the start of next season. We have the draft. We have the All-NBA awards. How that's going to be announced, and we have the free agent period. And we'll see which teams improve around the league, what the Pacers do, and where they move, where they stack up. I mean, at this point last year, we kind of thought the Pacers made some better moves to improve, bring in the veterans to surround Paul George with. But as Nate McMillan said, they were just too inconsistent. He felt they were a better than 500 team, but they played 500 ball. And that brings up Nate McMillan, of course. And, he was asked directly about his job status, and he said, I'm under contract, and I'm planning to, meet with my coaches and get ready to start, improving for next year. So, we'll see how that plays out. Maybe that's a part of the Larry Bird, Paul George conversation. It's hard to tell. I'd like to dive into Nate McMillan on another podcast with more time because it's an interesting situation. A lot of people, talking about, not understanding why Frank Vogel was let go. I think, we knew what the reasons were after the season and at the beginning of this season, everyone told us. But the results for what Nate was brought in to do just weren't there. And I don't know what was going on behind the scenes, but, the bottom line is what you see out on the court. And that improvement simply wasn't there. So, lots to talk about as we head into the offseason. And we'll keep an eye on LeBron. I mean, the guy was amazing again. He's on his way, making another run through the playoffs. Made a huge three after the Pacers took their initial lead. And it's just something you can't rely on with him, except when it's winning time. And that was a backbreaker. And, the whole series, he was unbelievable. Because he's good with the starters, good with the bench. That bench unit was just lethal with four guys sitting around the three-point line, which leaves a wide-open lane and LeBron one-on-one. And, he's either going to get all the way in or he's going to find the open guy when help comes. And he's amazing at making those decisions and those plays. The percentage of making the right play with him is unbelievable for how much he handles the ball. So, and of course, you see him on the defensive end flying in like a condor from the rafters to swat Thad Young layup attempt in the game as well. So, he's amazing. Remains amazing. Not sure he's human. But we'll see where the Cavs end up as they make their playoff run here. And, that also may tell us where the Pacers stack up if they run into a brick wall in the next round and end up losing or not playing quite as well. That may tell us a little more about the Pacers. But changes are on the way. There's no doubt. The offseason will be all over it, keeping tabs on everything. Probably tone back on the number of podcasts during the offseason until, free agency ramps up, the draft, of course. We'll be looking at the Pacers, who select 18th, not the greatest spot in the draft, but we'll see what options may be available there as well. So we'll go through all that, do some player reviews, coaching review, as I mentioned, and start getting ready for next season. Hey, it's that time already. So thanks again for listening to the podcast. Appreciate all the feedback. Again, you can reach me via email at indycornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at indycornrows. And you can find that podcast on audioboom.com, or you can subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and Google Play, where all prior episodes are available. Again, thanks to the folks at SeatGeek for presenting this episode. Make sure you use the promo code LOPACERS to get $20 off your first ticket purchase. And that's all for now. You've been listening to Locked On Pacers on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You got it.
Napa Know How. It
takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.